I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with U.S. Senator Gary Peters. He recently had some success in Washington, D.C. with legislation moving out of a Senate committee that has to do with pipeline safety in the Great Lakes. Here's more with U.S. Senator Gary Peters.
We passed out of the Senate Commerce Committee the Safe Pipes Act, which was basically FMSA reauthorization. It's the agency that oversees pipeline safety. And I was able to get some key measures related to the Great Lakes in that legislation. One, given the accident we had down in the Kalamazoo River a few years ago, which has already cost over $1 billion in cleanup, and given the concern about Line 5, as you mentioned, in the Straits of Mackinac, but as well as Line 5 that really runs the length of the UP on its way to St. Ignace, there are serious concerns about the safety of that pipeline and what would happen if you had a pipeline break. So in this legislation, I was able to get language to basically categorize all pipelines in the Great Lakes Basin as a high-consequence area. And what that means is that now pipelines operating around the Great Lakes or under the Great Lakes will have the strictest federal scrutiny, tough regulations in order to oversee those, a much higher standard than we had before, and that's particularly important for the pipeline along there in the UP through some very sensitive areas. I've also, as you mentioned, dealing with ice cover. The surprising thing to me is that as pipeline companies put together response plans, if they had a pipeline break, they never had to consider what would happen if there was a significant ice cover through their water area. So, you know, think of the Straits of Mackinac, how difficult it would be to deal with a pipeline break. Should we have that, it would be catastrophic. But it would be compounded in complexity if it was completely covered with ice, which, although it may not be the case now, we know a good share of every winter, it's usually covered with very thick ice. And, of course, that occurs throughout the UP as well. And that would lead to question, if you can't have cleanup operations, if you have a pipeline break in thick ice cover, you may maybe you shouldn't be operating a pipeline during those time periods because of the potential risk to the environment.
U.S. Senator Gary Peters with us this morning. And Senator, as we're looking at this measure, I think it's important to mention that you're not necessarily calling for the doing away with this pipeline or this way of getting propane or oil moved across this region, but you really want to see safety measures in place, if I'm correct, that really are there to protect the water and the land that it runs on.
Oh, that's right. Obviously, you know, we have critical needs, particularly in the UP, to make sure the propane is there. We've had issues in the past where it's not there. So that's, you know, that's an economic necessity that we need to be aware of. But at the same time, we want to make sure that we can protect the environment and particularly the Great Lakes. The Great Lakes, obviously, are an incredible recreational resource for our state, very important. But we also have to remember that 40 million people drink water out of the Great Lakes. And oil and water are not a good combination, particularly when it comes to drinking water. So my main concern is more with crude oil, especially heavy crude oil, and then to make sure as it's traversing those pipelines that we have the strictest guidelines possible. Those that high-consequence area, those strict guidelines were not in place down in the Kalamazoo River, which led to a pipeline break, as I mentioned, that has already cost over $1.2 billion in cleanup and devastating. And I think those numbers would actually be very small compared to what would happen in the UP or Line 5 if we had a pipeline break. So we need to be focused, we need to be thoughtful, but we also need to be vigilant to make sure that they're operating as safe as possible.
Speaking with U.S. Senator Gary Peters today, now this has made it through committee, which means it then moves on to the chamber, but there's still probably a lot more of discussion and negotiations with this proposal, with this legislation, as it moves through the process. What are you hearing so far? How's the wind blowing with this particular matter?
Well, we still have some hoops to jump through. We do have to go to the full Senate, but the thing that I feel very good about is that it passed out of committee, and it passed on a unanimous basis. People don't hear that very often from Congress. We had Democrats, Republicans all coming together to support it. And when it passes unanimously out of committee, that usually bodes very well for when it goes to the Senate floor, which I would expect to be in January or February. The thing that is actually most encouraging to me, in addition to trying to bring Democrats and Republicans together, sometimes it's difficult to bring people from different regions together. You know, folks on the West Coast have different concerns than people on the East Coast or in the Midwest. I was able to get these provisions that were specifically targeted to the Great Lakes, to protect the Great Lakes. But I've got support from folks all across the country that were willing to put these very specific strengthening regulations in place for the Great Lakes. And I think that shows how people view the Great Lakes as such an important resource not just for us in Michigan, but for the whole country.
Well, before we let you go here this morning, the bipartisan support probably means that it stands a pretty good chance of making it through, in your opinion?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I think, given the bipartisan unanimous support in committee, that's not all the members of the Senate, obviously, in the committee, but we have a pretty good cross-section of members in the committee. If all of them agree, usually you don't find much opposition when it comes to the Senate floor. So I would expect this to move. Then it has to go to the House. I'm working with House members to pass a similar version there that we can then come together to put on the president's desk. But given the strong support it's received in committee, the coalition I've been able to build, I feel very confident we'll be able to get this signed into law.
That's the comments of U.S. Senator Gary Peters. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.